Guys, this is Karen. May I help you?
Hi, Karen. This is James Driscoll. I have an issue that I need to bring forward into my mental health care interface with the Department of Behavioral Health. And I have not been able to get my voice out. And I've been to your website, and it says that you are needing to, or you abide by the Constitution of the United States and California law. What is being violated in my individual life is actually the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. That is a guarantee against cruel and unusual punishment. So can we have a conversation that actually goes into actual written form so I can give you some materials that have happened over the last 3 years, and then specifically over the last 4 months? I would like to give you some
okay,
notes.
Let me ask you this. Is it inpatient or outpatient complaint?
It's an outpatient complaint, I guess, because I haven't... It's a long story, but I was interfaced to the Phoenix Counseling Center at one time, and that went into a situation that I would like to bring forward into. I have an CCRT, that's County Crisis Response Team.
Yes.
SMS conversation with an Alex. The Alex that recently, this Alex that come up into my view here. I had an in-depth conversation that I would like to share with you. I have it already converted to spoken voice narrative. So all I just got to do is send you the sound file and that you can listen to the conversation. What I'm needing to be addressed is a very specific topic, and that their department has not processed my request to have a voice in this matter. This overall is a violation of my Eighth Amendment rights, and I can prove it. So I would like to go with an email address from you so I can contact you from that point, please.
Okay, then what I would recommend is to call or contact our access unit, because they take the complaints against clinics and actual behavioral health complaints.
Well, that may be true.
Our office handles inpatient complaints.
Okay. All right.
So let me give you their number. I have a 909 number for you.
Okay.
It's 909-386.
386.
8256. Now, because of coronavirus, you'll probably have to leave your name and phone number, and somebody will call you back.
Okay, that would be fine. What was your name again?
Karen Proctor.
Karen, thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to ice. You're inpatient. What does that mean exactly?
That means like if you were at Loma Linda Hospital or VA, or if you had a complaint against Arrowhead Regional Medical Center, then we would handle that.
Okay. I was 5150 at the beginning of this month, or at the beginning of last month, excuse me, January, after I stuck a piece of mirror glass in my left neck, and I was bleeding. I was in a motel room, this room was very bloody after this. And the paramedics and the police abandoned me in that position. I contacted the crisis team, and they abandoned me. And so this is where this all, gets muckied. They eventually broke in and incapacitated me and took me over to Arrowhead. Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
And I was under a 5150 and a 5250. I have doctors that were involved in my care. I had them read my webpage that I once referenced this, and also an NIH.gov document that describes what is going on with my life. And those two documents, the doctors then released me back to the care of my mother. But I have not had any follow-up. And this is where I need to get, it's not really a complaint necessary, but a condition.
Okay, well, the follow-up would come from outpatient.
Okay.
The follow-up would not come from the hospital.
Okay. Outpatient what?
Outpatient care. So that would have been whatever clinic you're assigned to or whatever clinic they recommended to you.
Okay, so this then got into a letter. Oh, they referred me over to the Phoenix Counseling Center, which I said I previously had. Okay. Now, they didn't respond to me at all. But when I asked, when the person called me, I said, I would like to be able to review the policy documents, you know, the agreement signing documents myself. So I would like to have them sent to my house so I can, you know, review them in detail. And the person refused me that I had to sign them in their, you know, in their clinic. So that went completely south, and I didn't hear anything back. Now, I've been then pressing on the CRT staff that I'm in crisis, because I am. I'm in the care of my mother, but I don't have any aftercare, which is what you're saying. And that now the Phoenix Counseling Center is being denied my access. I've received a letter from one of their staff therapists saying that I don't qualify because of insurance. And then to refer me back to Humana. Well, this is the problem with this now. Humana, I tried to engage this prior in a chat. And that in this chat, I could not get what I needed through Humana.
Okay, so, well, let me see if I can find something for it. Because it sounds to me like one of your complaints is against Humana.
It's against an element. It's against an element that is part of the problem that haters have been hating on me into my life and been allowed to do this. The haters have always intentionally been able to win, in other words, I say. And this has been going on for 15 years. There's an NIH.gov document that describes this process that these people out in the community are involved in doing this to people, other people, not just me. And I feel it needs to be brought up into the Department of Behavioral Health as a resource for help.
Okay, well, you would call the number I gave you.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to give you the, have you ever contacted the customer service at Humana?
I have several calls and several things. I basically am on a point. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Karen.
If I can't get this foundationally resolved to bring forward into a discussion point.
No,
Karen.
Okay.
I would rather die first than to be a subject of a targeted individual of hate for the rest of my life. Okay, I'd rather die first.
Have you contacted Humana yet?
I have a doctor that is supposed to be here tomorrow, and I'm trying to prepare myself to have this introduction.
Oh, good. Okay, now, are you on Medicare?
I have Medicare, yes. I'm on disability.
Okay, why don't I give you the phone number to Medicare Ombudsman?
Okay, all right. I got that.
I think that might help.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you're having insurance problems to me. Why does it do that? I don't want to.
Karen, I would really like to use an email.
This is frustrating.
I would like
to file you.
And Karen, I would like to use an email to your specific role. That's inpatient and outpatient and all this. Nobody has taken the command of this and understood what is happening in my life, and then it needs to be brought into the light and understood or made an assessment of what actually needs to happen. So everybody's just shifting it on to somebody else, you know, just passing the buck to somebody else. So I'm getting shuffled around in a cycle, so I'm basically had enough.
Okay, well, let me give you a phone number to the ombuds for Medicare.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it.
You've
got to have a phone number, right? Or maybe not. Oh, come on. Okay. It's 1-800.
Okay.
633-4227.
4227.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know what? You might also contact, try those numbers. Did I give you the phone number to Humana, their complaint department?
No. Not yet.
Let me find. No, that's not the number.
Scum, slow down.
I just saw it. Where'd it go? Okay, let's go back because I'm not finding it now. Okay, here's the phone number to customer support. I don't want them. I don't want a sales. I want their customer support. What do they have? Membership resources. Let's try that. Giving me a phone number. Okay, customer service.
I use the chat service.
Okay, you might, well, here, I'm going to give you. Try this number 1-800.
Okay.
448. 6262, and if that doesn't work, try 1-800.
Okay.
1-800-833-6578.
Okay. That's Humana, right?
Yeah, and then the other one I gave you was to Medicare.
Okay.
And how do you spell your last name, James?
D-R-I-S-K-I-L-L. D as in Dennis.
D-R-I-S-K-I-L-L. Oh. Driscoll. Okay, yeah. Mr. Driscoll. Yeah, I would definitely call our access unit and find out why you don't qualify for our services, and maybe because you have Humana.
If that's
the case, then you need to go through Humana and schedule outpatient
That does not solve the underlying foundation of what I'm trying to bring forward. My mother is aware of all of these issues. I have an SMS conversation that began very imbalanced. It kind of straightened itself out with an Alex over at CCRT. And I have put this onto a page that I have directed to the director of, Dr. Kelly. And I tried to bring forward this matter, up the chain of management, up to her attention. I need a focus on an NIH.gov document that was issued on April 6th, 2020. That I'm unable to get into view of the medical, medical establishment, countywide, but basically this, I'm in the city that I grew up in here in San Bernardino. And that needs to be brought into focus. It's a very important thing. It deals with the hate that I receive that has been unchallengeable and unmanageable for 15 years. And I would like to bring you into that attention that then, because the CCRT staff would not transfer my issue onto their floor manager, which is Darcy, then upward into a conversation that I had with Miss Felix, which is second vice principal there at the top, next to Dr. Kelly, and then there's a call recording that was established between her and I, Ms. Felix, and then on to Dr. Kelly. I'm on Twitter trying to get the doctor's, Dr. Kelly's attention on Twitter, and I first started communicating with her on Twitter when she posted a note, you know, a tweet, I'm sorry, on starting the conversation about suicide. Now, as of last month, I stuck a mirror glass into my neck, and there was a bloody mess in my motel room. I am a resident of I'm a resident of San Bernardino. I was born and raised here. I'm in the house that I grew up in since I was age 5. I'm now 55. My resume tells you all that my first job ever was working for the San Bernardino City Library, and the establishment of the second floor move from the 4th and Arrowhead location to the new library location when I was 18 in 1985, that I, me, was the person responsible for the software development of the lab manager and a bunch of other things for the Cosan Computer Center that's on the second floor of the main branch library. If it was not for me, there would be no actual library lab, computer lab. And the software that I wrote in 1985 lasted all the way through Y2K. And this community, the police, the Department of Behavioral Health, the whole nine yards, has been an insult of integrity onto my life, that I need to have a fix for what is called gang stalking. The NIH.gov paper, I'm just trying to give you the NIH.gov paper as of April 6, 2020, is, you know, NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, describes what is gang stalking, and I need to have that document put into you, the perspective of your entire health care.
Sir, what you need to do is call the access unit first, okay, and then call those phone numbers that I gave you.
I will, but I'm giving
okay,
you a plan.
Okay, all right. Well, I gotta
I would
go.
Like
I have
to
another
be
call
able
coming
to do
in.
This because it is a violation of my Eighth Amendment.
Okay, right. So you need to call those numbers. Those are the ones that can help you. I gotta go. I have another call coming in.
That's fine. Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.